So last week in the defensive line seemed to be able to get a big push, and you guys are really coming together and being able to get a lot of pressure on Kaepernick. So what do you kind of attribute that to? Is it just more time playing together? You guys getting more comfortable out there?
I mean, we the guys on third down, they've been getting pressure, but we just haven't been getting the sacks. So our pressure haven't been noticed, you know. But I mean, this game, you know, we had a quarterback there to hold it a little bit longer, and you know, we just focus on the rushes and stuff like that, and end up working.
So obviously this week now, Alex Smith, a little bit different than Colin Kaepernick. So just, and you've seen him once before. So what do you take from the first matchup with him into the second one?
With him, right when you think you can rush him and get him, he'll throw a screen. So you just got to, you know, keep that stuff in mind too. Also, I mean, but he's going to give you his best shot this game. I mean, because, you know, it's hard to beat a team twice, a quarterback at that, too.
Yeah, so if this time going up not at Arrowhead, like, what have you heard about playing in that environment? It's obviously one of the louder stadiums in the NFL. So is that a challenge that you guys are looking forward to? Or?
Yeah. I mean, I enjoy going to somebody else, you know, home and beating them or, you know, playing them for, you know, or whatever. So, it's going to be a great environment. I mean, I've never been there. You know, everybody talk about it. And so, you know, it's going to be a good deal.
So now, after a big win last week against the Niners, Battle of the Bay, how do you kind of keep that momentum going now into another big matchup with the division rival?
Really, we just got to make sure we stay focused during this week and practice, like Coach Sperano said, and just make sure we don't get, you know, eat the cheese, like he say, you know, follow to the trap or just, you know, everybody patting on back, you know, make sure you stay focused and be prepared for this game.
Not compare yourself, but do you watch guys like on Terry Poe, who, you know, is on the other side? Like, what does he do well, and then what can you take from that? Because you guys are very similar in certain ways.
Yeah, I mean, I just, you know, answered a question like that in the last interview. I mean, I think he's a great athlete. I think he moved well to be a big guy. I think he pushed the pocket well, good run stopper. I think coming into the NFL, he didn't get a lot of, like, you know, a lot of people didn't recognize him. They just thought he was one of the combine guys, and so he's doing well now. So, I mean, I think he was underestimated, and that's kind of like my situation is.
At the end of the season coming, what do you feel do you have to improve on, and what have you been doing well this season so far?
I mean, right now, I mean, I'm just continuing just to work on my block shed and make sure I just keep moving and you know, and just make sure I just have a good presence when I'm in a game.